Guess what is this? Okay, this is a pollen. When pollen finally has a contact, it begins to grow what? It begins to grow tube. See? And it stretches down. To where? Here. Where? There's an ovary. Okay. Here now, the bigger picture. Ovary, okay. And this pollen, look at this tube. Tube now bent. And here's what? Sperm cells, right? The male flower sperm cells. And then for human being, this is what? Like a vagina area, right? Isn't that interesting? And then there is what? Egg cell, right? And this is a ovary. And so they inject the sperm cell, and here now has a new cells, has a seed. Interesting. See, this is all what? Designed to do this way in the gene. This is all pre-planned to do this elaborate, see, seed formation here. It looks like a pollen knows what it is doing, right? The pollen has no knowledge, but the moment pollen sits on this tip of stamen, okay, then this entire process begins. Why? God sent the spark and the gene which programs to achieve this process is now happening. So, even in plants, God is in charge, right? That's why Jesus says what? Behold lilies on the field. Yes. Yeah. He's doing. Okay. So it is very important to really understand what God really means to us. Behold the bird in the skies. What are these here? The birds, babies just born, just out of egg, you know, just hatched. This is in the same mother and the same, what do you call, bird nest. Same time. Why they're so different? Have any idea? Just hatched. Just hatched. One is male and one female.
Right. The little one is female.
Little one is female. This is female.
Right.
Okay. You have some problem with the female. Okay. And this is very interesting, very interesting. And this is a firstborn, first egg. The first egg. This chick is just hatched from the first egg. This is second egg or third egg, okay? So, chicks from the first eggs are always bigger. And their survival rate is much higher, stronger, healthier. Okay, now, let me show you this scientific paper, okay? This is This is a quite new paper. Let's see, when is that? Science, 2002, January 11. Okay? Yeah. Very recent finding. Look at this. Sex bias the hatching order and the adaptive population divergence in passerine bird. What does it mean? It's kind of very difficult to understand, isn't it? Sex bias the hatching order. What this means is, what the scientists are trying to tell us is, mommy bird seems to know what sex should be the first egg. Can you believe that? So this mother bird says, okay, I want to have a male in first egg. That's what they're saying. If you read the paper, yes. So they're saying what? It's amazing they know. So instead of giving glory to the Creator, they're giving glory to the what? Bird, they know. That's the message of this paper, really. Okay. Okay. Now, what's happening is this. This is passerine bird. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you know this bird? This bird has a very interesting story. And originally, in New York State, there was I forgot about the detail. But somehow the state says you can't really have a pet bird like this anymore at home. So some people just loosened them up, you know. So now this bird is all over the United States, see. So release site, okay. In New York they released, then it all went to California, okay. And Arizona. Okay. Then, this is 1939, 1959. Now there's some spread in. Yeah. And then 1979, look, right? 1999. Okay. Except this Rocky Mountains, right? Mountain range, these birds are everywhere. And scientists found this bird in, this is Georgia, this is where I live right here. this is Atlanta, okay. This is Alabama, okay, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And in Alabama, where the living condition is what? Very good. It's warm, you know, a lot of vegetations, you know, a lot of insects, and good place to live. In the bird, these passerine birds in Alabama, the first egg is almost always, tell me, male. Why? That's right. They don't need to have much babies, see. Yeah. But here, where is it here? Montana, that's right. In Montana, first eggs always end up having what? Female. Why? Because the living condition is very difficult and you need to have what? Female, stronger and healthier. So you can have more reproduction. That's what scientists found out. Okay? And everybody is deceived. Wow. Wow, bird is really clever. Well, Americans call it bird head, you know. When you when you find a stupid person, bird head, right? Bird brain, yeah. But scientists now saying bird brain is better than our brain. We human beings cannot determine the what, you know, firstborn baby's sex. Right? It's not birds are doing. It's God is controlling this what? Ecological balances by controlling the genes, right? Yes. Yes. So it is very refreshing. So now we saw what? Lilies on the field and birds in the sky, right? Yeah. You don't have to worry about it, see. And that's why seek ye first. His righteousness and what? That's right. His kingdom and his righteousness first. See. Don't seek for the healing itself. Seek ye what? First. His righteousness. You know, his wonderfulness. See. Yeah. You know, he is wonderful. He is love. God is love. That's why when you are with God, you always enjoy what? Freedom. See? When your husband says, honey, I love you, you better do whatever I tell you to do. Does it work? No, it's not freedom. There are many people says, I love God, but they have no freedom from God. God, I'm not so sure what are you trying to tell me. To this or not to do this. Then that means what? You really don't enjoy what? Freedom with God. See? God never wants to determine what you to do or not to do. See? See, I always feel this way, that some people tell me, well, actually, I'm not so sure whether this is what God want me to do. What do you think he want me to do? You know? Then I know he is afraid of God. Or, what they say, actually, I've been applying for the job, and I have three acceptances. One from California, one from Arizona, and one from Oregon. Where shall I go? I say, why don't you decide? And these people says, I'm not so sure where God wants me to go. You know? It is wonderful that you are willing to follow God's will. It is wonderful. But sometimes, God does not say anything, you know. Why? Because it's no big deal. Really. It's no big deal. Whether you go to California, Oregon, right? Arizona. If you go to Arizona, you learn about Arizona, right? If you go to Oregon, you learn about Oregon. And it's fine with God. So God totally leave it up to you. And now you're saying, what God want me to, where God want me to. Okay. So really, remember, God loves you. You know, when God loves you, God like you to enjoy freedom. See, it doesn't mean that you want to do whatever you want to do. Okay, but so at least God give you freedom even to choose something what God may not even what. You know, I love my daughter. My daughter, my younger daughter, is now in L.A. Doing this. She's an anchor woman. She is something else. You know, she originally wanted to be a lawyer, And then so she worked in a lawyer's office. Then she said, then she said, "Daddy, I hate lawyers." And she was in trouble because she always wanted to be a lawyer, really. Whenever she turned on the television, she watches this court scene, you know. And then she went to San Francisco. She worked about 2 years in the law office because she graduated high school like about 1.5 year earlier, you know. She is smart, and she just finished it, and she says, "I want to go to San Francisco, and I want to do whatever I want to." I did not want her to go to San Francisco, but when I saw her, I know how hard-headed she is. If I don't let her, she'll get sick. Really, I know that. She was not even 18 yet. She wanted to go to San Francisco. That much, she's brave, and she knows what to do, right? And at the same time, I can trust her. Because she's very clear, you know. And so, and who's going to hire, you know, 16 and a half years old, you know? I said, "Do you think you're going to get a job?" "Daddy, I'll get a job in the lawyer's office." She knocked on and she asked for the interview. And so everyone said, "How old are you?" "16 and a half." "Sorry." So, you know, one in big law firm hired her. Yeah. And because when you talk to her, you know, she is a sort of different kind of 16 and a half, you know. She is really different. And so she was totally disillusioned, you know. And she just, and then she didn't know what to do. Then she says, "I want to go to art school." I know she's not going to fit to art school. She has no talent. I know. Yeah. But she says, "Daddy, I don't know what to do, but next best thing is art." You know how expensive art school is. But I, you know, when I became a Christian, I promised the freedom. I promised them the freedom of choice, really. I really meant it. And they know I meant it. So I had to keep up with that promise, you know. So I kept up. Okay, go. Boy, I had to pray a lot. You know. So she went to art school, the San Francisco art school. And then she said, "This art school stinks." Then she says, "I need to go to Parsons School." Wow. In Manhattan, you know how expensive the Parsons is? "Daddy, I need an apartment." Do you know how expensive Manhattan apartment is? You know, I had some money, you know, saved from my practice. So I could afford it. And I says, "Okay, what are you going to do with the art major? What are you going to major?" She says, "I'm going to major in art auction." Auction, you know. So I thought, okay, you're going to be pretty good in auction. Okay. Be successful. That's not exactly I want her to do, really. But you know what? I love her. I can allow her to do that. But in the meantime, I want to pray for her. See? Yeah. So she was going to major art auction, Then soon she was disillusioned again. She says, Daddy, I quit. Okay. Now what? Daddy, I want to try journalism. So she enrolled, you know, NYU journalism. Okay. And she said, Daddy, I like it. Then, after graduation, she said, Daddy, I want to be an anchor. So she was so good, even before graduation, you know, a big, what do you call that people, you know, who find the job? Agent, you know. A big agent who deal with Connie Chung and that kind. And he picked her up. Okay, you're good. I'm going to find a job for you. Okay. Yeah. So she was right away after the graduation. She picked up he picked up job in New Haven, Connecticut. You know, Daddy, this is too cold. So she came down to LA, and he asked the agent to find a job in LA. Now she's in LA. Yeah. For the past. She's about 29 years old, Yeah. She drives, she was driving Mercedes, and recently I heard that she bought a new BMW instead of. She is living life like what? It's unbelievable life. Yeah, really. And anyway, but what was I talking about, brother? Yeah. So, so the freedom, right? So she, you know what she's saying right now? That it's getting bored, you know. Okay, what are you going to do next if you're going to quit this job? Okay, Daddy, I found out the best work is what you're doing. I was glad to hear that, you know. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm reporting every day. So what? But you are changing people, you know. You are saving life. That's best job, she said. But so far she didn't quit yet. Quit, and she's doing very good. And, I should pray more. Anyway, this is a story about freedom. See, when you love, you know, you are not going to interfere everything you want to do, right? Really. If you want to go this way, okay, you can try that way. Because you're going to learn lesson anyway, right? When you love, you trust your child, right? When God loves his child, he trusts his child. If he make mistake, he learned the lesson, right? It's so doors wide open. Don't think God says, Herbert, you better go that door, okay? If you miss that door, it's not very good for you. He never do that, Herbert. Here, what he says, Herbert, you choose. Whatever door you go, I'll go with you. Amen. See? So if you get into trouble, I'm going to help you. Amen. Right? Isn't a wonderful God? Yeah. That's the way God works. See? God never say, okay, I want to see where George goes. So if George chooses wrong door, not the exactly same door what I want to choose. You know what? Many people think God does this. Disappointed. No, God will never do that. Even though George chooses wrong door, God says, George, don't worry, I'm with you. Okay? I'm coming. He never give you up just because you chose wrong door. You know why I know this? Look at the David. What David says in Psalm 23. Even though I'm walking in where? Shadow, the valley of shadow death means what? Even though I happen to come into the what? Wrong door. Right? It was not exactly God's choice. Right? David made wrong choice, then he find out this is what? Valley of shadow death. I made the wrong choice. I shall not what? Fear. He said, I shall not fear. Why not? Because he is with me. Where? In the where? Valley of shadow of death. Yeah. Yeah. See? I have that kind of God, you know. Yeah. See, when you have to have that kind of God to make a right choice anyway. See? Because if you have a God, George, I expect you to make a right choice, okay? If you make a wrong choice, I don't know about you. Then George most likely will make what? Wrong choice. No. It's the same thing. See, I have a servant, you know. I say, if you break dishes, you're going to be fired. Even one dish. And this servant, there's a much higher possibility of breaking this, right? Yeah. See? God does not deal with the sinners, his people, that way. That's why God is love. See? God is love. In freedom, in love, we function best, right? Yes. See? Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so isn't that wonderful to know that God take care of birds, God take care of lilies. Therefore, don't you worry, right? He knows what you need is. See? That's what Bible Jesus says now. So, that's why it is very important to understand God's character right. Let me show you tonight Matthew chapter 19. Okay, this is a very interesting story to me, okay? The Pharisees also came to Jesus, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just and for just what? Any reason? Divorce issue. See? I counsel with many people with a divorce issue. Okay. Now, Pharisees came and... Okay, what are you reading here? Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Can you see some motivation behind this question? Of those Pharisees who is asking this question, what is the motivation? They wish to get rid of, you know, what they have now, right? Yeah, yeah. Because these Pharisees knows Moses permitted what? Divorce, right? Yeah. Give them certificate, send them out. So, these Pharisees people loved what Moses taught. So, by divorcing, if they don't like their wife, they just gave a certificate, okay, I'm divorcing you. Notification, go. That's it. They loved it. See? So, then they were feeling a little bit uncomfortable with Jesus. Why? According to Jesus' preaching, it seems to be what? Divorce does not make any sense, right? According to Jesus, because it forgive, love, you know. divorce does not fit here, right? In Jesus' teaching, to Jesus' teaching. And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? What is Jesus trying to say? Basically what? In principle, you cannot what? Divorce, right? That's what the message here. What? See? That's what Jesus is trying to convey the message. Okay. Made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become what? One flesh. Okay? So, according to this word, divorce cannot be what? Justified, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not men separate. So, Pharisees got the message, what? What message Pharisees got? You cannot, what? Divorce. Okay. And Pharisees said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? Okay. So, Pharisees found there is what? Somewhat contradiction between Moses' teaching and Jesus' teaching. Right? He said to them, Moses, because of what? Hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was what? Not so. Do you see something here? From this eighth birth, what do you read? Do you see God's character here? Tell me, what did you find?
Freedom,
that's right. When you have hardened heart, because you already decided not to continue on the marriage, God will not force you to live with it, right? So it means God will never force you to maintain your marriage. So you already hate her. You are already what? Spiritually speaking, you are already what? Divorced. That's why Moses simply what? Allowed it. Because you wanted it. See, this is God's character, you know? Don't say. So it is revealing character of God who loves you even though you hate your wife, right? Yet he wanna give you what? Freedom. Right? Yet he wants to what? Have them come back, right? So this beautiful statement Jesus makes. But many people misunderstand this. See? Many people understand what? I don't permit divorce. Moses did it because you guys are so hardened heart, you know, hard-hearted. That's how we read it. So we don't really learn anything about the beautiful character of God. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Okay, now, except for sexual immorality. I don't know, I don't think I have time to get into this area. But in this sense, I'm in trouble too. And, you know, Bible is so extremely interesting. You know, this word is really also this statement, except for sexual immorality. This is another Jesus statement revealing his what? His beautiful character. Yeah. Why? See, basically, according to the principle, divorce is impossible, right? How one body, you know, two persons become one body can divorce, right? It's not that Jesus is not permitting divorce. What Jesus is saying is what? Divorce is basically what? Impossible. That's what Jesus is saying. Okay? Okay. You guys are sort of... okay, let it be that way. Okay, for a while, I make it more clear. Okay. Yeah. Because I struggled this a lot, because I was confronting this issue so many times. You know, because many men and women comes to me and Dr. Lee, I want a divorce. What do you think? Okay. Yeah. See, I can never give answer, go ahead. Well, not go ahead, right? Because if I say, God never allows you divorce, well, then I'm teaching legalism, right? Yeah. Or I say, okay, I think you need to divorce. That means I'm recommending divorce, right? So you know how difficult it is to counsel with the people? You know. Because people take advice in wrong way. So that's why you have to be very deeply, see, you have to be in deep understanding of Scripture. So you have to give scriptural, biblical answer, really, not in legalistic way. See? Many people think they're giving biblical answer when they're giving legalistic answer. You know, I know one lady came to me and she said, Dr. Lee, I am divorced, but I don't know how to solve my problem. Because I talk to many people says you shouldn't divorce. If you want to go to heaven, you better reunite with your husband. Why? On what basis? On what basis? What God joined together, man shall not what? Separate. So, based on that, when God put you guys together, no man can what? Separate. They all use that Jesus statement so legalistically. You know? This is what Jesus said, therefore, no matter how much you hate him, you're not allowed to divorce. See, we are always thinking about God, whether he allows or what? Prohibits, black and white. See, this is our mentality. This is what I call 666 mentality, you know that? Yeah. Always, am I allowed? Or am I what? Prohibited. See? No, God never works in that context. You know? Yeah, never. Okay. So, I asked. So she came to Weimar with arthritis, insomnia, high blood pressure. Terrible situation. She can't sleep, she has high blood pressure, taking medication. Medication is making her tired, you know, depressed, you know, and the joint hurts, you know. And so, according to her story, I found out she has what? Severe autoimmune disease problem with the rheumatoid arthritis due to this guilty feeling that she was what? She divorced her husband. Her husband was a physician. Okay? Her husband was a physician. And I asked her how she divorced him. The reason for the divorce was that she found out her husband was transvestite. When she was coming back from shopping, then she couldn't open the door, you know, front door. Then she found out behind the door there's a chairs and, you know, desk, you know, it blocked. And then she was looking into the house through the window. Her husband was what? Putting on her dresses and in front of the mirror, you know, doing it. And she was sick of it, you know. She felt like, From that point on, she had no sexual desire for him, right? Just. And she couldn't stand it. So she tried not to divorce because God said don't divorce, right? Yeah. And she, as she tries more and more, she is what? More, she hates him more. And her relationship with God become what? More distant. Because as she contemplates divorce, right? She wishes divorce. Then she is seeing angry face of God. You wanted to divorce? Don't ever. You know, that kind of relationship. Okay. And she was getting depressed. In terrible shape. Now she feel like what? She deserved to be what? Punished. Right? Then her T cell is now changing to attack her own joint. See? This kind of situation I found out. Up until that point, I never thought about, this except for sexual immorality issue. What her problem is this. She says, Bible never talks about transvestite's problem, you know. So if your husband is transvestite, divorce him. Jesus didn't say that. That's why she was in trouble. She thinks she is, okay. Jesus specifically said what? Except sexual what? Immorality. She says, she shouldn't be divorcing, but she did. And actually, she counseled with many other people, and they said, you know, you have to reunite to go to heaven. You know what she says? My husband did not commit adultery, yet I divorced him. And it's a big problem. So, I kept quiet for a while. You know, so I asked this question. Did you wish him to commit adultery? She broke. She said, yes! Why? So I can divorce and have a peace of mind. What a peace of mind. See? So he committed adultery and you have a peace of mind? This we call legalism, you know. Because somebody else's mistake make me peace. We can never enjoy that kind of peace, right? We should enjoy peace based on what? My sin being forgiven by Jesus Christ. See? That should be the only source of peace. And this legalistic people's peace is, I didn't make any mistake. He did. So I'm okay. That's the evil. That's the evil of the evil. You know. So on the surface, she didn't do anything wrong. But internally speaking, she was worse than, right? Yes. That a lot of people call Christianity. You know, I have seen many people wishing in that kind of situation. When they found they're incompatible, right? And they wish the other party commit sexual adultery. So they can have peace of mind after divorce. They can justify divorce. Is this Christianity? I don't think so. If that's the Christianity, I'll be glad to resign today, right? From God, you know. Yeah. I don't like that kind of stuff, right? Now, so the two statements of Jesus causing big problem in our life today, right? Number one is what? When God joined together, nobody shall split, right? Yeah. Then this one, except for sexual immorality. So, I didn't know what to say, really. I know what's wrong with her, right? But I could not give her the new start, really. I said, oh God, help me. She needs new light here because I don't seem to have an answer. Please. You know, very often I pray in the middle of the counseling, really. Of course, I do not close my eyes, you know. While I'm listening to my patient, I say, oh God, you know, I don't have any answer for this. See? Please, please. Then the moment the patient stops talking, then suddenly spark comes, you know. It's very interesting. Yeah. And that's what we call what? Wisdom, right? And wisdom came. You know what it was? What God put together, right? What God put together. That is really something important. Okay, that's it. Yeah. What God has, what? Joined together. What is what God has joined together? Is your marriage what God joined together? I doubt it. Is yours? We all say, God put us together. You know? I think that's a lie. Really. So, that was the key point. She believed the first marriage was what? What God joined together. And I asked her, okay, do you believe that your marriage was joined by God? She says, Dr. Lee, I believe so. Why? Dr. Lee, we married in church, you know. So whenever you have a wedding in the church, you know, that means God joined you together? You know. Of course, pastor will say that. See? This young man and young woman, God joined together. Right? They have no problem saying that. You know what? I think there is a big problem there. Because in many marriage, most of marriage, it is not God joined them together. It is what? Both of them joined them together. Then they say, oh, God did it. I need to be honest, really. Yeah, I need to be honest. So I said, okay. Then I said, did you love him? She says, I don't think I loved him. Then why do you say God joined them two together? Well, you know, I say she was the nurse, okay, and he is the doctor. I said, could you tell me honestly why you married him? Then she sighed. Dr. Lee, to be honest with you, the biggest reason was that he was a doctor. He was a doctor, okay? Well, okay. So, after you gave me that answer, can you still tell me that the God joined you together? She got stuck, right? Well, it looked like money joined you together. See? What God has joined together. This is serious talking, really. So what Jesus is saying is what? If really God put you together, you'll never divorce. That's what Jesus is saying. Did you get that point? Yes. See, we all thought about divorcing, right? If there's any exception, raise hand. there's one. Okay, good. Yeah.
This time around.
Huh?
She said, this time around.
Okay. Yeah. See, why we all thought about divorcing, you know, in our marriage one time or twice or three times. You know. Why? Why? You know what? The reason why we even thought about doing so was because what?
God did not
join us together. If God really married us, really, if God picked Irma, God picked George, George and Irma probably never thought about what? Divorcing, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, I believe that was not the case, right? Yeah. Okay. If you say no, then you...
I always thought it was a gift from God until now.
Oh, really? Wait, Irma, but sometimes, didn't you feel like throwing that gift away?
Oh, I'm throwing it back to China.
Yeah. Why? Because it was not really a gift from God, you know. If it was truly a gift from God, you shall never feel that.
Exactly.
That's right. See? That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is not talking about whether I allow divorce or not allow the divorce. See? We always read the truth so legalistically. See? And so I now know what to talk to her. She admitted that. Okay, good. And you know what? Then I said to her, you violated third commandment because you used name of God in what? Vain.
Yeah.
And she says, ah, oh, yes. Her sin became bigger and bigger, right? See? She found out she's a much bigger sinner than she thought. Yeah. So I says, isn't that terrible? You use the name of God in your wedding when money is putting together, you know? Yeah. Wow. She looked at me. But you know what? When I say something like this, you never say in critical way. Okay? And I was smiling in peace, in slow, in the tone of my talk, my speaking. she already can smell what? Forgiveness. See? And I have no condemning spirit. Why? Because I now know God already forgiven this lady, right? See? Whole purpose of pointing out those things is let her know how much she has been forgiven. See? 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 Yeah. And she was shocked. Wow, I am terrible sinner. Then I said, you know what? God forgave you using His name in vain. And also, you commit adultery. She said, me? I said, yes. Why is it adultery? I said, when you don't love someone, you have sex. That's adultery. It's not because you're legally married and so you can have sex, you know. So God says, okay, you know. And you don't love each other. Right? She says, she looked at me. Yes, you're right, Dr. Lee. Immediately she said that, you know what? You're forgiven. You are forgiven. And you know what, how much God forgave you? You completely disregard His forgiveness on the cross. Then you've been always worrying about all this time to justify yourself. And worrying about He didn't commit adultery, you know. She began to cry. And I said, even that is forgiven. You know? Everything is forgiven. Then she just fell down and held my hand. Thank you, doctor. I can't believe this. You are forgiven. You know, so many people need this today, you know that? Yes. Why? Because people, even though they're looking at the cross does not really come to their heart. Why? Because the character of God, they misunderstand. That's why. See? Yeah. And so this woman, you know, immediately being set free from what? All the guilt. And she praised the Lord. You know. You know, she could not remarry. Why? Because she was thinking about reuniting with Him. To what? Erase her sin. What a concept Christians have. See? So, it is everything is what? By my works, by my deed, I erase my sin. So by erasing my sin, by my works, I can go to heaven. See? So many people think in this term. Yes. And she was completely what? Free. All past sin. She didn't think she was that much a sinner. And she found out she was totally what? Hypocrite. See? And that all were totally forgiven. Now she fell in the arm of Jesus. Now she can rest. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Now I see you. Right? Now I see you. See? Yeah. Now she feels free with Father. You know. And then, you know, boy, she, her arthritis, blood pressure, insomnia, what? Completely went away. All spark came in, melatonin gene activated, producing melatonin, so she has no more insomnia problem. See? blood pressure is now calmed down. There's no more stress, right? Yes. And the T cell became normal. No more attack to the joint tissue. It is the character of God. The character of Jesus. Jesus Christ heals you, right? Yes. This is the true essence of health messages. See? Yeah. So it is not right many times. Many times I did that for a long time ago, said to many patients, you need to have a better relationship with God, you know. What does that mean? That means usually means what? You should not miss the church. You should never miss Sabbath school lesson. You better read the Bible more often, you know. See, this is... So that means what? That means you have better relationship. You know what? You can never have a better relationship without understanding His character. Yeah. See? When you understand His character, then you say, oh! Then you say what? I'm going to have to read the Bible more. Right? Yeah. It is all the result. Right? So it is very important for us, really. I really want to coin this retreat here, you know, in Suffield, Arizona, you know, to really campaign, to really shine out the true character of love, God. Okay? Yeah. This is the essence of health messages, really. Yeah. I have so long experienced myself, you know. Since 1982, for the past 21 years, I've been doing this every day. I've seen so many patients. I sat down with many people, cried together, prayed together. Finally, it became so simple. You know, it became so simple. I don't have to sweat anymore. Because now I found the true character of God from the Bible. For my life. Now I have the message. Now I have healing message. I can show character of God from scripture to them. Then they fall in love with this, right? They fall in love with this wonderful man, Jesus. And as soon as they fell into his arm, Jesus heals them. Amen. 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 Praise God. Yeah, yeah. How come we're so early tonight? So,
we have about 40 minutes.
God is so good. Okay? Let's sing. Yeah. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good, He's so good to me. Dear loving Father, how wonderful character you have. We cannot comprehend your character, so we are always afraid. We are not so sure. We are in doubt. What we did is wrong or right? Is it allowed or not allowed? Permitted or not permitted? We all want to have a peace in legal term, Father. Let us, Father, let us have a peace in you because you're graceful, Father. You're merciful, Father. In mercy, we should have a peace. In grace, we should have a peace. Even though we may be wrong, Father, let us have this deep understanding on your character so we may be able to shine this bright, bright messages to this dark world. Many people are dying because misunderstanding you. Father, help us to be strengthened by knowing your beautiful character. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.